Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As always, folks, there's so much to talk about, and it is so fun to talk about it. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to my buddies, Craig. I went to school with Craig and his brother. They're now in the movie business, which is great. They make spectacular. The stories these guys tell are amazing. Two of the most talented guys I've ever met, idols of mine when I was in college. Craig and I had a lot of the same classes together. Both of them served in the Navy. Dale, his older brother, was the captain of the Dallas, where they filmed Hunt for Red October, and Dale was the XO for a boat. I'm not sure what boat he was on, but I'll get the information and maybe pass that along. But kudos to these guys. We do a phone call to catch up. I was very fortunate when Dale got out of the Navy. He came through St. Louis, and we actually had dinner together. And we need to do that more often. I want to get together with you folks more often and do more things. Many, many more years behind me probably than in front of me. And so I want to make sure that I spend the remaining part of my existence really enjoying the friendships and the people that whom I've met along the way and letting you guys know how much I appreciate your friendship and what that little time frame that we had together, how memorable it was for me and hopefully for you. And then we celebrate whatever's coming next, with the reunions. I know when Melissa and I got married, we had a group of friends that we'd known for decades and brought them all in the destination wedding. And it was one of the most amazing events in the sense that we were looking at how we'd met all these different folks. And it was such a hodgepodge of things. And that's grown even since then. So certainly want to do that. Anyway, I want to talk about this thing that's going on with Trump. Is Trump had dinner with a white nationalist. And then I saw a thing where Trump says Kanye or Ye screwed him over. He used different language. He says he screwed me over. He brought this guy in. And I'm thinking, how is this a story? I'm really curious. How is this a story? If Donald Trump had said, okay, so here's what I want you to understand. I'm a white nationalist, right? So I have dinner with a black guy, Kanye West. I've dined with many black folks, as you know. I've been given the NAACP award. I've been given all kinds of awards from black folks for what I've done for the black community. But I'm a white nationalist. Now, they paraphrased me over at Charlottesville. They won't give you the full statement. So, that's a lie. I'm having dinner. I want to remind you, the story right now is I'm having dinner with a black man who brings a guy whose name is Nick Fuentes. He didn't bring Bubba Gibson from Appalachia. He brought Nick Fuentes. I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Kanye's a friend, says, hey, I'll be available for dinner. Sure. Hey, I got a buddy with me. You okay with it? Yeah, bring him. No problem. He's got to go through Secret Service, but no problem. We'll check him. Make sure he doesn't have any weapons. And then Donald Trump sits down to have dinner with his friend and all hell breaks loose because the black dude brought a white supremacist, a white nationalist. Now, I want to understand this because let's sidebar Trump for just a second. Okay, let's sidebar that. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Look, I realize I'm not an expert in epidemiology and virology, but I'm going to give you my take on this dinner. Because apparently, in order to understand this thing through the leftist point of view, you have to just know through the experts that Donald Trump is a racist. Now, as I've said, he sat down with his good friend, whatever you want to call him, hooray, O'Day, I don't care, whatever. He says, yeah, brother, come on in. Black man, you can come have dinner with me. And the black man says, hey, by the way, I got this dude with me. He's a white cat. No problem. Bring him too. Let's come to Mar-a-Lago, to my little land of milk and honey, and we will have dinner together. We shall dine with one another. So then he says, hey, how you doing? Yay. They hug it out, whatever. The Secret Service says, keep your hands in front. He hugs it out with Trump. And he says, by the way, meet Nick Fuentes, not Bubba Gibson from Appalachia. So Trump says, hey, nice to meet you. Have a seat, but what are you having? What are you having for dinner? It's on me. Treats on me. Yay. Blah, blah, blah. So they sit down, have dinner. Everybody gets up and leaves. By the way, this wasn't a private meeting between these three white supremacists. This is Donald Trump inviting his buddy, who apparently called him up, hey, I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago, can I come have dinner with you? Yeah, come on. He didn't say, who are you? But wait, Kanye, don't you realize you're black? I don't want to have dinner with you. No. He says, come on. So Kanye has dinner with him and brings Nick Fuentes. Now, look, I speak a little bit of the Mexican, okay? Okay, I speak that language. I don't know why I'm doing it in Italian, but I do. I speak another language. So my Mexican may be a little rusty, and my understanding of surnames could be a little bit off. But I know this. I haven't met many white guys named Fuentes. Should I spell it for you? It's a F-U-E-N-T-E-S. Fuentes, which is a Hispanic name. Now, I don't know if he's one of these George Zimmerman types who is a white Hispanic. And for the record, I don't know very many white Hispanic white nationalists, but maybe they exist. As I said, I'm no expert in epidemiology and virology, which certainly applies here, right? Get that shot. So Donald Trump is being accused of hanging out with white nationalists as he dines with a black dude who brought the white nationalists. Now, look, I'm just going to say this. I want to be very clear. I'm no expert. I'm repeating it. This is the third time in epidemiology or virology. But here's what I'm guessing. I'm trying to figure this one out. How does a white nationalist named Nick Fuentes get to become buddies with Kanye West and then go sit down with Donald Trump? This was one of the most amazing infiltrations of Donald Trump I've ever seen. I mean, this is spycraft that should make Mossad proud. They got a black dude to befriend a white nationalist and then get Donald Trump to bring them into the fold and showcase Donald Trump's racism. Boom. Who knew how tricky those guys are, man? I did not realize how racist Donald Trump was until somebody broke this story down for. Okay, nobody did it. I did this for myself. I did, without consulting experts, so I want you to take this story as a grain of salt, because it might not be true. See, it might not be true that Donald Trump is not a racist, who has a friend who's black, who brings his white Hispanic friend to dinner, who everybody calls a white nationalist, and for the record, I know nothing about Nick Fuentes. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Put that last one in there in case you speak Mexican like I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Vivo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trump brought the art of the deal, but Musk is bringing something very different. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's better. And I'm not talking about in terms of the politics. I think Trump was the perfect thing to bring in politics because he was all about making it happen. And when you think about making it happen, building buildings and resorts and things like that, you know, when I get a piece of ground, at the end of the day, I need to have an X-story building. You've got plans and architect. It's out there. You know what's got to happen. You got a timeline. You want to get inside of that timeline. You know how much budget you have and so on and so forth. Boom, it's done. But I think Elon Musk is going to prove to be a greater adversary to the Democrats than 50 Trumps. Because Musk is a visionary. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Musk is a visionary. See, Musk is the guy who said,
I'm going to revolutionize the car industry and build a car that has never been built. It's going to run on electric. Why? Because that seems to be what the public has want. That's where the shift is going. He anticipated this years in advance. Guys, I remember looking at Popular Mechanics, looking at the car that what became the Tesla. And I said, wow, but I'll be honest, I went, I don't think this guy's going to do this. They're not going to let him. They're going to pull the Tucker car or whatever that the GM and Ford and all them conspired and they shut it down. I said, it's not going to happen. Elon Musk said, I'm going to build an electric car. Well, you want to know what is the most quintessential electric car? When you think electric car, what do you think? You think Tesla. So then Elon Musk said, you know what? I'm going to look at the next thing, this whole green energy thing. So forget the electric car. That's just a mechanical being. What I'm going to really look at is the battery technology, and he's revolutionizing it. I'm going to tell you, I bet you the patents this guy holds in battery technology, he's got everybody paying. Eveready, Rayovac, all of them. They're probably paying him. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm telling you what I suspect. Because if you've got an electric car with the type of power that his cars have to generate, you've got to do something revolutionary. To get something to take something 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, and push it down the road for 300 miles or whatever amount of mileage with a little bitty battery pack, you better have something going on. So can you imagine what that is? And right now we're thinking about it in terms of, okay, it's in all the cars. When the renewables get to the point where the battery technology happens a lot faster, in other words, you can store power faster and deliver it quicker, and you don't need as much sunlight, not only is his battery going to be in all the cars, it's going to be in all the homes. Have you heard of Tesla in the home? Well, it's there. This is just a few of the things he's done. Then let's look at what he decided to do with satellites. He said, you know what? I'm going to build a company that will take my stuff to space. And I'm going to build Starlink, I think is what it's called. And I'm going to revolutionize how we deliver information to people all around the world. In fact, he opened up Ukraine because of one of his satellites. I mean, this is the Kingsman crap if I've ever seen it. Hey, Elon, can I bounce off of one of your satellites, bro? Sure. You guys remember the movie Kingsman with Valentine? But, I mean, the dude is thinking way into the future. That's not Trump. Trump is a down-to-earth, blue-collar dude who says, I'll build you a building, I'll build you a resort. You know, I'll put my name on a few things. I'll negotiate the art of the deal. But he's used to rolling up his sleeves, working with union guys and people like that. Musk is light years ahead. And that's the problem with the Democrats and Musk, is he thinks huge. And that's why he spent $44 billion, way too much, to buy Twitter. Because he was like, Kevin Jackson, you don't know what I'm going to do with it. And I'll fall on the sword. Because I was going, man, come on, Elon, buy it for 10, man. Buy it for 10, let me run it. Woo! If I'd known where he was going, I told you, I admitted this. I said, I don't know where he's going with this. I didn't even think about all the data that they had, all the things that Twitter had done and what the expose could be and the fact that Elon Musk could be writing. This guy is going to be, they're going to be making movies and writing book after book after book on the stories that this guy has. He's got whatever amount of data, 10, 12, 15 years old, I asked the other day. However old Twitter is, when they got to the point where they realized how much power they had, when the politicians started going, hey, listen, we'd like to talk to you. You know, it's kind of like when you invent something and the military comes in and says, oh, yeah, we're going to confiscate this technology. That's what they did. They confiscated the technology of social media. And you know what the left did? They went along because they go along to get along. That's how you get the money. You know, if you don't go along to get along, if you call a skank, you lose the money. Because that's standing on principle. So, Musk buys Twitter and breaks what isn't even the biggest story, because we've already known what's going on, folks. This isn't something new to us. We've known. But I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. Donald Trump was targeted. He's a billionaire. Worse than that, he's a billionaire who got an inside look because he became president. And you know what the Democrats and the establishment, Republicans and Democrats did? They took him out. They didn't care how much money he had. But see, Trump is a chili pimping billionaire. Chili pimping billionaire. Trump compared to Elon Musk, I'm just being honest with you, he doesn't know jack. Elon Musk is worth what? $250 billion? I think he's considered now, next to King Solomon, the second richest guy to ever live. So if that's the case, what does he know? He's in the information gathering business. This guy's got people that are at the leading edge, even the bleeding edge of technology in every single thing that they do. And you want to jack with him? And now he's bought into the inner sanctum. Not a sports team. No, he bought a social media juggernaut. And you know what people are going to be saying about Facebook? Who? What? What's that? When you don't get your news on Facebook anymore, when you can now come, I don't know what Elon Musk is going to do. I hope he does something competitive to Facebook, or certainly he's putting pressure on him. I'll put it this way. I'd sell Facebook short, because what Elon Musk is doing is he's making people have to pay attention to him. You want to look at all the media outlets? Look at them, because they are going to suffer. How brave is this guy? What a service has he done for America and the world? Hey, Nobel Peace Prize Committee, is this thing on? I know who deserves this prize next time around, and I know who deserves a lot of other honors. It's Elon Musk. Because when they took Trump out, and they're still trying to, Elon Musk said, I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game. Democrats are caught again. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. We now know the name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since 2008 with a sell-off, but not that huge. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75% during today's trading. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are lots of different types of people out there, and the ones who support Biden, there are two types. There are the stupid people that just support Biden. They don't know why. They're just taught to do it. They do it. And then there are the freaks. And by the way, there's not a lot of any of them. Despite Joe Biden being the most popular guy on the planet ever, bigger than the Beatles, bigger than Elvis, bigger than Little Richard. Oh, baby. Yeah. I just suspect maybe he's not as popular as they portray him. Oh, I know, Kevin. It's not so much Biden's popularity. It's those that hate Trump. That's why they support Biden. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, whatever. If you want to believe that. Anyway, but going back to the freaks. So... There are people that just vote for Biden or like Biden because they're just trained to do it. They're trained SEALs. They wouldn't know, you know, milk dust from deer droppings. But the freaks, they like Biden. They really do. They genuinely like him. And his administration is a hodgepodge of leftist weirdos in all of these various departments, and they're just there for show. None of them have any real responsibilities except to execute on what the puppet masters tell them to do. And I'm not talking about Biden. I'm talking about people above Biden. See, it used to be before we had coups in America and the government was taken over by fiat. It used to be that the presidency of the United States was the most powerful guy in the world. There was nobody above him. Or her, if her could have made it. Just hasn't been one good enough. Anyway, leftists want us to see the freaks of nature that are part of the Biden administration and now walk, you know, among us. And we've seen them all the time. They've been somewhat invisible, which is what you want to really be as a freak. I mean, there are people who go, man, Kevin, you're a clown. I do. I'm a clown. I ain't going to lie. I'm a funny guy. I just like to make fun. I see humor in everything. But I don't go around in a big old multicolored clown afro wig with a big old button on my nose and wearing clown shoes. I just choose to hide my clowndom. Speaking of which, my name is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. By the way, if you're in Florida, February the 9th, we will be performing at the Palladium Theater, sponsored by Salem, and we're going to bring the funny. And we're going to be talking about stuff like this and hanging out with a bunch of right-sided freaks. And yes, I do know you people are freaky too. We know freaks exist. I speak of them often on this very show. I remind us that we are freaks as well. We are freaks. We are nerds. We are weirdos. The music you listen to, I think, is freaky. The stuff you like to do, I think, is freaky. I think it's nerdy. I think it's all that stuff. But you know what? Still love you. Don't care. I mean, as long as it's not hurting anybody, be your freak. I have an acquaintance. I don't know the guy very well. We met over a weekend when I was at MIT. But he likes to play war games. He lives for the weekend to go play war games. That's freaky. I'll do it once, but I'm not going to be part of your war game crew. Kevin, you want to join the club? No. I don't. Many people ask me to do stuff. I'll do it once. I'll do you a little freak. And I'm not talking about, you know, crazy stuff, you know, sexual freaky or whatever. But I'm saying, if you want me to come see you square dance, I'll come once. But I ain't coming around a bunch of times. Don't be announcing Kevin will be here next week, too. No. It's not going to happen. If you gathered up all these people who love square dancing from the Bush administration, that number would be small now that we're on the subject. And we could laugh at the idea of people living for the weekend, living for the next square dance. We would just go, ooh, Kevin, do you believe it? Bill loves the square dance. The reason why I can bring it up is I had a tech who worked for me, and he loved the square dance, and he invited me. Kevin, you ought to come to our square dance, man. Be a big hit. People love you, man. They love you. And I said, okay, I'll come once. I said, but understand this. It'll be the seventh sign, and the world is coming to an end because I ain't coming again. Black man at a square dance, please. Talk about getting pulling your Negro card. Oh, yeah. I would mail it in. But the point is, I would go once, even if I had to nail it in. But here's what we wouldn't laugh at, folks. We wouldn't laugh at the square dances if they demanded that we learn how to square dance. Or they outlaw any other kind of dance and call other dances racist or sexist or homophobic or whatever. Well, brings me back to the Biden freaks. Biden nuclear official stole a $2,300 suitcase from the airport. I'm sure you've heard this story. If you see this guy, you used to see this guy with the Rachel Levine, who is the cross, the transgender director or something. You should see there's a picture of these two together that if you saw that picture a decade ago, you'd look at it and go, who's messing with me? If I said to you, that's going to be people in high rank in administration in the future, you'd say, Kevin, you are losing your mind. We should post that picture again. The guy I'm talking about shaves his head, wears big loop earrings, makeup, tries to look like a woman, wears a dress, high heels, and serves in some capacity. Non-binary drag queen is what they call him. So he's not a transsexual like Rachel Levine is, who he's pictured with in the one that I saw. He's just a drag queen. And here's what the Washington Examiner reported on Sam Brenton. They wrote, Sam Brenton had a lot to be proud and thankful for when his selection as Joe Biden's Deputy Assistant Energy Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition cleared hurdles. And here's what he wrote on social media at the time. I've prepared for this moment in a technical sense for a decade. As a self-described gender-fluid cross-dresser with a liking for doggy role-playing, Brenton knew his lifestyle might be a hang-up, but it wasn't in the end. And he goes on, they say this. This is what he tweeted in June. As one of, if not the very first openly gender fluid individuals in federal government leadership, I was welcomed with open arms into the Department of Energy all the way up to the secretary whom I shared the stage with in a Pride Month celebration panel just today. I don't know about you, but my heart is a flutter. So this is who Joe Biden. Look, I don't know this person's credentials. But here's what I do know. If you're that much into your who you are and what you represent as a person and the first non-gender fluid or gender fluid, I should say, gender fluid individual, blah, 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 then I don't think you're very good at your job. See, because people that are good at their job, that's very secondary to them. If he had said, I'm very proud to be among the first very qualified, highly qualified individuals to do this job, or give me some credential. Your credential is that you're excited to be the first gender fluid person? That's strange to me. They said, Britain seemed to navigate both roles well, advocating nuclear policies and posing in drag, sometimes with notable trans officials, including Assistant Health Secretary Rachel Levine. But today, Britain is sidelined, suspended in a criminal case, and a tangle of alleged lies to police. The headline most likely played up theft charges against Brenton, who the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport police said chose the pronouns they and them. Well, good. I'm glad they took care of him and made sure that he was not mispronounced. Dare somebody go to jail over that. But let's talk about Brenton. Let's talk about the investigative, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? How well did the FBI really dig into Brenton? Sam Brenton. You know, into they or them. Choose your pronoun. Because what Brenton did, they say, is he took a flight from D.C. to Minneapolis-St. Paul on the afternoon of September the 16th. He checked no bags. And after landing, allegedly went to the luggage carousel and pulled a blue Vera Bradley bag off. Now, he's got no bags, but he pulls his Vera Bradley bag off. Now, is Sam forgetful? I mean, his boss is. Does Sam have a brain disease? Well, his boss does. Or maybe Sam saw somebody with that really cute bag and went, you know, that bag is to die for. Because, see, last time I checked, he was supposed to be part of nuclear policy and responsible for how do we get rid of nuclear waste. That's what I think his job's about. But this guy who flew with no bag from D.C. to Minneapolis decided, that's a bag I like. And like most leftists, decided, that's a bag I'll take. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know you don't care about gender or sexuality of people who provide most services for you. I had to go buy a battery the other day. I swear to you, there was a big dude there and a woman, and then I saw another guy at the AutoZone or whatever. And the woman ended up waiting on me because the big guy was leaving. It was the aisle shift. And I didn't even think for one second, is this woman a woman? Is she a man transitioning to a woman? Is she gay, straight, married, unmarried, nothing. I just said, here's my car. Here's what I need as a battery. And she looked it up and said, what model vehicle? And I said, this one. And she says, oh. And we talked batteries for a bit. And I don't know. Here's what I do know. She was not a Guatemalan midget, so I didn't have any interest in her. None. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to folks. My dry cleaner is a, I think they're Korean, but I'm not sure. Because, you know, them Asians love their dry cleaning. Yeah, get old Joe Biden on you, right? You could hardly go to a 7-Eleven without seeing a Pakistani working there. You know what I mean? But, no, Joe Biden's not a racist. But I digress. So I go to this. I've been going to them for quite a while. They're in Asians. I don't know if they could be total freaks. Maybe they're all married together. Yeah, I don't know. But there's usually two women that wait on me. I mean, different times. And one time they lost my pants. And I told them, I said, you've lost a pair of pants. Said, oh, no, Mr. Jackson, we did not lose your pants. I said, yeah, you did. These are the items I had. You didn't return them. I know because I don't have that many of this particular pants. And I know they're dry clean. And I remember bringing them in. No, no, sir. We look. I don't know if we look is like some strange language that they speak. But they apparently did search for my pants. Oh, we looked. Yeah. So they looked for my pants. And about 3 days later, they come, oh, Mr. Jackson, we called to tell you, we found your pants. And I was like, well, great. Because we went back and forth through multiple phone calls. Mr. Jackson, we look, we don't find. I said, they're there. And I don't know, somebody may have them. I hope they bring them back. But somebody got my pants and y'all screwed up. So they give me a $10 gift certificate. And now they know my name. And they take extra care. Mr. Jack, you have six items. And they go through the whole deal. But here's the thing. I don't know if they're gay. If I knew they were gay, I'd have raised, holy cricket, boy, y'all lost my pants. You bunch of gay people. Y'all in some trouble. See, I wouldn't have done that, anything like that. It didn't matter. We don't care. You know what I do want? When I bring them in there and I go, hey, this is a ketchup stain on some beige pants that I really like. You know, what kind of ketchup, Mr. Jackson? Heinz. Great. They put a note. You know, store brand, food mart. You know, they put a little thing on there that says what it is and they do a good job of getting it out. That's what I care about. I don't care that I'm joking about their English, but that's the way they speak. They don't speak. They are not first generation Asians. Do I care? Am I walking out of there with my racist ass? Oh, shoot. Y'all ain't black up in here. Oh, when are you going to start hiring black folks? Come work. Do a good job. And now they treat me with respect because I didn't raise holy heck over losing my pants. I said, listen. Fine, you couldn't find them. When you do find them, just please call me because I did lose pants there. I didn't say, I'm going to sue you. I didn't look for my receipt. I just said, no harm, no foul. When they found them, they gave me 10 bucks off my next dry cleaning, and the rest is history. Going back to, you don't care, folks. Even if a gay masseuse were, I feel like I was going to get a massage. It wouldn't make me nervous. How would I know he's gay? I mean, unless he was all effeminate, and I couldn't presume he's gay, you know, but he probably would be. I do have a gaydar, and it works pretty good. I won't tell you, you know, it's over in the green, but it's in the yellow. But all I would expect from my gay masseuse is excellent service. No lip service about, well, let me rephrase that. No discussion of gay issues. You know, tell me about your march and this and Kevin. Black people, we suffer the same stuff. You know, listen. Just put the massage into the right muscles, the selected muscles of my choice, and let's just get this thing done, right? What we're talking about, folks, is what this story about Sam Brinson teaches us. Sam Brinson is Joe Biden's assistant. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for Spent Fuels and Waste Disposition. He deals with nuclear waste. Now, I don't know Sam's background, but he's caught up in his gaiety. And it teaches us this, that the people Biden hired were not hired for their competence necessarily. They were hired to showcase diversity. That was the first and foremost thing. Not is Sam Brinson the best. Now, he's spiking a football. Ooh, look at me. I'm the first gender fluid person in the ever in the high position of leadership. He's in a position of leadership. And the gays are excited. The LGBT community. Ooh, we got Sam. We got Rachel Levine, who's a transsexual. Sam is a cross-dresser. Who goes by the pronouns they and them. Is that not the most silly thing you've ever heard? My name is Sam Brinson, and I go by the pronouns they and them. Okay, whatever. So, hey, dude. Yo, you. That they lead with this stuff. And we go for this nonsense. It's so crazy to me. But here's what I wanted to ask you this question. I'm leading to this, and I want to finish telling you what Sam did. But is Sam Brinson the Jackie Robinson of the gay fluid? The gay fluid, of the gender fluid? Is he? Is he going to make people so proud? Oh, I can't believe. Oh, my gosh. He's the first gender fluid guy in leadership in the administration, in an administration. That's amazing. Hey, surprise. There are gender fluid people leading all across this country. And you know what they aren't doing? They aren't making a big deal about it. They don't care. They just go do their jobs. As I said, if you could be whatever you want to be, why do you want me to have to recognize it and like it? Well, now, Joe Biden's, deputy assistant director of waste and energy, of energy for waste and all that, and spent stuff, let me tell you, now he's in a pickle. Because that other side of him got out, that other side that we wonder about, that we say, look, if you're going to be in the foxhole with me, I got to be able to depend on you. And here's a guy who's over energy waste disposal, nuclear disposal. I don't know how qualified, but I'll guarantee you this. He's not the best candidate for the job, not even close. Now, we find out that this guy takes a flight from Washington, D.C. to Minneapolis, St. Paul, spotted a bag. He profiled somebody with it. In other words, he saw that bag and went, now, I'm going to tell you something. I know this for a fact. If Sam Brinson were a straight heterosexual dude, that person's bag would be safe. That Vera Bradley bag would not have been kidnapped at the airport. But no, Sam Brinson, he's more about his gait. He's more about feeding that beast within him that saw that Vera Bradley bag. Somebody checked that bag. And you know what that sucker did? He said, I'm going to get in first class, and I'm going to run off this plane, and I'm going to go to baggage claim. And knowing that he had no bags, he went to baggage claim, and he grabbed somebody else's bag. And you know what he's saying? You want to take a guess when detained about this thing? I did. It was an accident. Okay, so you're flying without a bag, but you go to baggage claim and you pick up a bag. And oh, I don't want to get all gay gender issues on you, but you pick up a bag that gay people like, that cross-dressers like. See, as I said, a heterosexual dude wouldn't have picked that bag. He would have picked the black bag. He would have just said, give me that black bag. Or some golf clubs. But not Sam. No. Picks a blue Vera Bradley bag, tore the name tag off, and stuck it in a handbag. Then, they report, fled the area at a quick pace. Now, the victim, described as a known adult female, reported the bag missing, identified it from a video of the carousel, said the bag and the contents had a value of $2,325. They caught Sam later in Houston, later at the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront Hotel. Anybody want to guess? Indeed, Sam was holding the bag. And said, oh, it was a total accident that I went to baggage claim to get a bag that I know I didn't pack and stuff it into my little purse and then briskly escape the airport. Oh, I can hardly wait to see what the Biden administration does with Sam Brinson, their poster child for the gender fluid.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.